Paul, from a treated salt standpoint, what has your experience been on a bottom line basis? Return on investment, what are you finding?
Well, we're well ahead of the game. We are using less salt. We're applying it less often. We're improving our levels of service, and our roads are bared off quicker and stay bared off longer. So on the liability side, we're seeing major savings as well in diminished lawsuits. The amount of wear and tear on our vehicle and our infrastructure is less because there's less corrosion taking place. So the treated salt more than pays for itself, likely pays for itself 2-3 times over. So those people that, as I had said earlier, when you look at the cost of it, it's not the cost buying it the first time. It's the cost of, it's the benefit savings that are associated with it. You can't compare the cost of dry salt and white salt per ton. That's not the cost of the product. It's the cost of the operation.
Mark, I'm going to go to you. I know Paul has referenced his comments about return on investment and saving money and the various ways to save money by using a treated salt scenario. I know that you've used Thorox at least a couple of years. What has your experience been, Mark?
Yeah, exactly that. We have seen less amount needed in both of those years, and we actually reduced our bid process this year, reduced the amount of material we needed when we decided that we would go with treated again, just taking the assumption that we are going to use less again. It has been cost-effective for us. We certainly looked at it along with what we already did with liquids and found that we have real benefits by using the treated, especially in the rural parts of our county. So we use it everywhere, but we've seen it shine in those areas more than ever. So we feel that our return on investment has been well worth the money, and we certainly feel that it's something we'd like to continue to use in the future.
Well, thank you.